You know, nobody really knows what the Democrats need to do over the next couple of years during the Trump presidency. But we're seeing this sort of audition process play out. And I wonder if you guys think that Democrats should be meaner and should bully Donald Trump, because that is what Minnesota's governor slash Minnesota's chief presidential auditioner, Governor Tim Walz, said at one of the states that he was trying to get some, I don't know, do we know exactly what he's doing? He likes being in the mix. Why not? I mean, I go back and forth on this, Dan, because, like, I think I pretty succinctly summed up my issues with all of this on Friday when I talked about the fact that I want a governor who's focused on our state. And if you want to run for some higher office, great. Like, I have no problem with that. But, like, the governor should be paying attention to us.
And especially when we don't have a budget and people are getting layoff notices. And
right.
It's a really, really bad look.
But the practical reality is this is sort of how politics works. And it's a lot easier to run for something when you got a gig because you have a platform. And now you're not just a political hack trying to be the next president. You're the governor of a state that, you know, are we a purple state? I don't know. I think we're a blue state that every once in a while votes for a moderate Republican on the state level. But we're like most states with an urban area in the country where Republicans are in farm country and rural areas and Democrats are in the urban areas. And so the fight is over. It's no longer over the immediate suburbs. It's over the second ring suburbs where people sort of, well, you know, go one way, go the other. So Tim Walz was in Columbia, South Carolina, because if you want to run for the 2028 presidential campaign, I mean, everything takes longer now. You got to raise more money. You got to build more support. And the way these campaigns sort of work is that you land your knockout punch in the first couple months. So you got to spend the next 3 years sort of doing it. I thought this was an interesting approach, and I do think Tim Walz is right about this. Here's what he said.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the out of him back. Damn it. We should be able to have some fun and be joyful.
I mean, who is having more fun than when you're dropping some profanity in a speech? It's the best. Democrats should be bullying Donald Trump. Tim Walz is correct. Democrats have spent the last couple of months trying to figure out, like, all right, maybe we lost this election because we're not speaking the language of the working class. And maybe we need to be a little more Republican-like in some way. And to me, if you're trying to be sort of the Diet Coke version of Coke, you're losing. We are not in a time where anyone is that interested in compromise, despite what people like to say they want. People want to be fought for. And to me, the Donald Trump phenomenon, there are so many factors to it, right? It's easy to say, like, well, it's, you know, people were worried about the economy. People were worried about this. People were worried about that. To me, the Donald Trump phenomenon is a fighter who is fighting for people who feel they've been left behind. And once you strip away all the drama around it, I think that, to me, is the core appeal. Now, you have plenty of Republicans who are always going to vote for a Republican, Democrats who are always going to vote for a Democrat. So if I were a Democrat right now, I would not be playing the, well, Trump might have a point here, or let's give them the benefit of the doubt, or let's try to see what we can agree on, and let's figure out how we can form a path together. I would be scorching the trail behind wherever Donald Trump is walking. I would take it to him hard, unapologetically, and go after it. And I think that's what Tim Walz was saying Democrats should do. And I think he's right. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. Should Democrats get meaner? Should they be tougher? Got one caller on the line. Alex, stay right there. We'll get to you right after a break here on CCM. Should the Democrats get meaner, tougher, bully Trump? Texters say, didn't they bully Trump already with criminal charges and 9 years of bad press? Jason, Tim Walz is a tough guy wannabe. I despise Trump, but he's actually tough, whereas Walz is a pretender, says a texter. Let's go to Alex in Minneapolis. Alex, you're on CCO. Thanks for calling. What do you think? Do you like this tough talk coming from Tim Walz?
I think it's needed. We need to, as a society, for whatever side, right? Trump, it has the voraciousness to be able to feed his followers. He knows what to say to get them pumped up, to get them to follow, and even though half the time they don't even really know what the heck he's talking about, but he says it in a way where it gets them amped up. Yeah, that's my guy. We don't have somebody doing that for the Democratic Party. We kind of do this Minnesota nice thing on a country level where it's like, well, we want to get them to do what we want, but at the same time it's like, no, we need to be fierce, we need to be serious, show people that we're not to play with. And to the texter who said about the charges, well, those charges were valid, but what did it do? He's still in office,
right?
So I think we need to be going after people who are undermining, spreading misinformation, and basically demeaning this country in the same ferociousness that we would anybody else. You know what I mean? And I think there's a way to do that where it's not just hate. There's a way to do it where it's eye-opening and awakening and getting people to understand that you're kind of under a spell and it is almost brainwashing. And I think a lot of this is a way for people who have certain ideologies to be able to come out of the woodwork. But why do you have those in the first place?
Well, and I think, Alex, I think part of it is that, you know, the goal is not so much to change people's minds. The goal is to get your supporters to know that you're there for them. So it's sort of a different bit, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Alex, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Greg in Robbinsdale. Greg, you're on CCO. Do you think the Democrats should be meaner to, and I don't know that they mean be straight up mean, but, you know, should they take it to Trump a little more?
I don't think it's going to matter. I think everybody's already forgotten about all the lies that Tim Walz told. He left his platoon hanging. He was in Tiananmen Square. He never was there. It's a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
And if he thinks he's
I don't think Republicans have forgotten about those lies. We hear about them often enough, right?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. There goes Greg. You know, I mean, we could maybe diagnose what Republicans in Minnesota need to do a little better if they actually want to win. I would say, like, forward-looking might be useful.
I think that's the problem with
stuckness of wanting to relitigate
the idea of this strategy, right? That, and this is the same thing Democrats have been doing ever since they lost the presidential election, is flailing around the edges. Yeah. Remember, it was podcasts that was the problem, and then, well, you know, Kamala didn't have enough time. There was all these excuses, all this. Well, now we got to be mean, we got to be tough, right? The point is, if you're not speaking to the very issues that people want to hear you speak to, the economy being number one in the last election, you're going to lose. It doesn't matter how tough you talk to me. It doesn't matter how tough you talk. It doesn't matter whether you're talking on podcasts or whether or everywhere else. Speak to the issues. People were hurting economically and they were being told by the Democrats, no, you're not. And that's why they lost.
Yeah. I think that was.
Figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to acknowledge, like, there's a lot. I mean, there's a good reason that the Democrats lost in the last campaign, and living in denial is a big one for sure.